nappyafro.com.
What's going on, people? You are now tuned in to the best podcast on the interwebs. This is the Frocast, episode 304. I am your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrified motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. the Last of Mohicans, and my last a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom. What's going on? I'm joined to my left by the lovely, the elegant Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say hello to the people.
Hi, people. It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm ignorant and educated, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, and your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Queen Germ, everybody. We also got another guest in here today. He's moonlighting. We got Mr. Washed himself, a.k.a. Rock Jones in the building. Rock Jones, say what's up to the people.
What it do, man? You know, it's your boy.
You're going to have to speak up, Rock Jones.
It's your boy, Rock Jones, a.k.a. Rolling This Dope, a.k.a. Get It In Blood, a.k.a. Mr. 850, besides Mr. T-Pain, Mr. Get On Your Fucking Headpiece.
Okay, that was Rock Jones, everybody. So, Queen Germ, how was your week?
It's been great.
Been great?
Great.
Anything happened in the past?
A lot of boring workshops.
Since the last time we talked? A lot of boring workshops.
Yeah, awesome. Not snitching in today.
No snitching today. Okay, you were snitching on the last show.
I wasn't.
We got a lot of comments about your snitching.
No, the people
niggas was like, yo, Queen Germ, snitch.
Nah, bruh.
They was like, yo, report. Sammy the Bull, Gravano up there. Look at this. Look at old Ray Lewis up there on the stage, up on the stand.
Not the kid.
Oh, okay, so that wasn't you. Wrong person. Queen Jern said she ain't snitching. How was your Mother's Day?
Mother's Day was awesome.
Okay, shout out to all the mothers out there that had a great Mother's Day. You know, the real mothers. You know,
oh, my.
Like we always say.
I mean, we're the fake mothers.
At the club. What's the night? Wednesday?
Yeah.
They on their way to the flight.
To the moon.
Karaoke,
the baby. Moon, all that. You know, the fake moms.
Yeah, the fake
moms. They play White Trash Wednesday. They doing all that, the fake moms.
Yeah, we talking about getting the crab plates with the child support money.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
Is the child eating?
Child support money.
You and your homegirls eating up the child support money. But let's not get started into that.
Be taking crackers and shit at for snack time.
Baby eating Lunchable morning. And shit, and you over there eating Leolas.
Sounds reasonable.
These chicks now, they trolling on Twitter for likes and shit. They talking about, oh, I'm up in Berlin or whatever with off my baby daddy child support. Shout out to my baby daddy for child support money. This trip is awesome. You know, they're just trolling. They ain't really who cares, but.
I mean, niggas paying that much money in child support? Regular niggas?
Hey, man. Some niggas out there paying a lot of money. Ask B-Eazy. B-Eazy got 17 kids, bro. That nigga he don't get a check. B-Eazy just like, the people laughing at him every week, man. That's why we're like, when we say B-Eazy don't eat, it's not that he doesn't eat, is he can't afford to eat. Like, he got too many kids. Yeah, he got 17 kids. They get his whole check gone. And B-Eazy make a lot of money at his job.
He's irresponsible if he has 17 kids.
I mean, they all by the same woman, though.
Oh, my. That's a title.
Yeah. I mean, that's the amazing thing. Like, anyway. But anyway, enough about B-Eazy, man.
You still love
him? You got 17 kids. You got to love
him. You loving that pussy if you don't love nothing else. 17 kids?
Ah, man. But yeah, man, y'all know how we do here at the Frocast, man. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, have a medium you listen to the Frocast, man. Rate us, you know what I'm saying? That's important for the sponsors that we don't have. We're trying to get them. So we need we need to show some stats. So like us on Instagram, it's the Frocast, at Nappy Afro. Don't forget to like our YouTube, that's at Nappy Afro. I think it might be nappyafro.com. You can, you know, whatever. And wherever you follow us on, Christian Mingle, Grindr, Tinder, Tagged, Facebook, MySpace. Where else we at on there?
I don't know. You lost me.
Angie's List. Black People Finder, whatever it's called. But yeah, man, do that. We got to do the show. You know what I'm saying? Quit bullshitting around, because we got things to do today. We're on a little punch count. You hear about this grandma down in...
Daytona.
Is in Daytona?
That's what the news report says.
Oh, that's what the news report says. Would you like to read the news report?
No.
No, you wouldn't, because you don't know how to read.
Okay. But I have documentation that says otherwise. Nonetheless, it says a grandmother was arrested for slapping a granddaughter with a slipper. That's the people you're talking about, right?
95-year-old grandmother
in
Florida.
And she got no business going to jail.
Was arrested Saturday after police said she slapped her granddaughter in the face with her slipper before calling 911 to get her out the house. Hattie Reynolds. Now that is
Like she will whoop your ass.
Hattie don't play no game. Her name Hattie. I ain't never met a Hattie that went about that life. I don't know about you. Any Hattie I done ever met been about that life. Hattie Reynolds told police her granddaughter Janine Williams, 46. First of all, you 46 years old. What the fuck you doing living with your grandma? You 46.
She wasn't living there.
Would not get out of bed and said she was tired of her staying in the bed all day soaking up the air conditioning.
She was just visiting for the weekend.
When officers arrived at the home, Williams told police she did not want to press charges, but because of strict domestic violence laws, Reynolds was arrested. According to Florida statute, police officers have the ability to determine if an arrest is needed in a domestic violence instance once probable cause is established. So,
Hattie, I called the police.
Yeah. Hattie was booked in the Volusia County Jail and released the next day on her own recognizance. Wow. So, how you gonna arrest a grandma for being a grandma? Like, amen. I ain't never known no black grandma to allow you to lay in the bed all motherfucking day long.
This is America.
Yeah. They will light your ass up, son. But yeah, grandma's good. Yeah, you can't lay in the bed all day around grandma. That's not gonna happen.
Not in grandma's house. Now, if grandma was staying at your house and you was doing what the hell you want to do at your house, then grandma, you need to go sit down and chill.
I think grandmas take over wherever they go.
I don't know.
And unless they
chances are, if you sleeping all day, you ain't running no house. So you would have to be at somebody else's house if you sleeping all day.
You 46 and you soaking up all the air conditioning.
I'm telling
you. How you soak up all the air conditioning? Like, what's the proper amount of air conditioning you can get before it's a problem?
It's a problem when a nigga don't have no job. So clearly, she ain't putting in on the air conditioning. And that's why the grandma slapping upside the head.
95-year-old Hattie Reynolds.
Grandma acting like they stay in a storage unit talking about soaking up all
the air. Like, what was, like, she big girl? Hey, Janine must be a big girl or something. She must
be hot as fuck.
She must be laying in the Moser, like, right there in front of the AC or something. Hattie ain't got central AC. That's what it is. She got a window unit, bro.
Yeah.
And she probably was in the main room where the AC was, and Hattie was like, yo, get your motherfucking ass up out here. My story's about to come on. Like, get your
motherfucking
ass. Yes, sir. On high, sitting there.
And Hattie probably was finna go to work.
Hattie, 95, she better not be working.
She is. She going to somebody's job.
Shit.
If she around there slapping folks, she can be a greeter at Walmart.
Yeah, man, anybody can be a greeter at Walmart. You remember that one got the dude in the wheelchair like Stephen Hawking?
Don't do that.
And he hit the little button, welcome to Walmart. I said, oh my God, they are exploiting this man, bruh.
I mean, he wasn't up there with a change jar, is he?
No, he was a Walmart worker in the wheelchair, and he hit the button. I mean, he was a Stephen Hawking.
Well, he needed the check, clearly.
Bruh, Walmart didn't have to put that man check on me. All right, that's all right.
Getting that check.
Walmart ain't paying nobody just to be there.
That's what they paying. He can't do nothing. He can't do a damn thing.
He can mash another button to tell them if something going on.
No, he can't.
He might be the smartest motherfucker.
He might be, but he can't. Hey, look, he can't tell you that shit.
He got the eyes and ears.
Okay, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's all he got. Eyes and ears. He can't tell you.
Don't do that.
I'm not doing that. I'm just saying, man.
Thank God we ain't having no more turn.
Thank God, man. Well, yo, Hattie, man, I hope they drop charges because you don't deserve that shit. 46-year-old Janine, man, get a life, man. You can't be sitting up in the house soaking up all the air conditioning. What's some more things you can't do in the grandma house? Can't run through the house. Can't be jumping on the bed. They don't play that shit.
Coasters.
Oh, yeah, coasters. Don't sit on the furniture. They ain't got the plastic. Matter of fact, don't even sit in the living room. It's another room. The living room at grandma house, you don't even sit in.
You don't.
That room, you just don't even sit in it. You just don't play. You don't mess with that table over there that's set up. Nah, you don't touch none of that shit.
You liable to get your ass bad.
Yeah, you going to get hit with a slipper. So that is, like, I don't see nothing wrong. Like, how you, she called the police on herself. You know what I'm saying? Police should have been like, oh, Ah, man, you can't be no cop to see this. You got to walk away from this one, man. You got to be like, man, hold on. Oh, she's sitting up soaking up all the air conditioning. Oh, man, we got to go, bro.
She had my motherfucker.
Yeah, and then.
Cool, but she probably sitting there waiting for Hattie to die.
Yeah.
Trying to inherit something.
Yeah.
Hattie like, you finna raise up out of here.
That shit probably ain't even left
her. You ain't even finna be no squatter. Then whoever I did leave the house, who got to deal with your sorry butt?
Well, another thing that's been happening, white people been calling the police on black people for just doing normal shit.
That sounds like it's been happening.
I mean, but this shit is getting ridiculous. Like, you could just pick up the phone and call the police because you see somebody in your neighborhood that, you know, you just call the police. First, we got napping while black. We had a Yale student. She was in downstairs from her apartment, studying in a common area,
studying.
Fell asleep. Some white girl walked up to her and was like, hey, you're not supposed to be here. Called the campus police on her. The campus police came, harassed her, asked her for her ID, this, and that. She was like, I'm a student here. And then she was like, I'm not showing you my ID. She was like, I can show you where I live at. She opened the door to the apartment. They was like, nah, we still need to see your ID. Like, what the fuck? I got a key to this place. Why is it a crime? I'm a black person at Yale, at a prestigious university.
You niggas aren't supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. That's what's the reason.
Clearly.
Then you had your lady in Oakland that called the police on the dudes that was cooking out in the park.
That's stinking ass.
Now, they saying allegedly she's a professor at Stanford. Her name's like Jennifer something. I can't remember her name yet. But they pulled it up. They think it's her. She called the police on some people that was barbecuing in the park. Turns out they were right. She was wrong. But then when the police get there, she started playing the victim like they attacked her. And she's crying and all hysterical. And now she's a meme. You know what I'm saying?
I'm loving the memes.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I'm loving them.
Killing her, too.
It's hilarious.
She was out there looking sad as fuck, too. Yeah. Get your stinking ass off. Ain't nobody got down for the have no sympathy for your dumb ass.
Yeah.
That crack of shit.
But it's still, like I keep saying, black people are the only people in this country that can be treated all kinds of ways, and nobody cares. Let you be gay, you got rights. You can be any other minority group, you have rights. Black people, they don't care. They can kill us every day, all day, and nobody would care.
They don't care.
If the police at Yale frisked the student who fell asleep or interrogated her, told her to show them their ID and all of this other carrying on because the girl was asleep and the white student called on her, they should have easily just asked the girl, you know, what's the problem?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm sleeping, this heifer ain't no bum. How the hell you get in the dorm if you ain't supposed to be in there?
Exactly.
If it's a dorm, it's in the common room in the dorm, how the hell does you, how do you live somewhere and ain't nobody noticed this black girl been here before?
And then they said the girl had called the police on one of her friends a couple, you know, months prior. So obviously the girl has issues. I think in these situations, when you call the police on somebody and it's not, you got to get a fine or something.
Okay? In pockets.
Yeah, because it got to be, you're wasting. A call,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
somebody else could have need this call, and I'm over here on your side of town.
Like the girls in
some bullcrap
Airbnb out in California, they had like 7 police officers and a helicopter on the way. Somebody called, said they were burglarizing the house, and then because she said that the neighbor was like, you know, she spoke to one of the girls and they didn't speak back, so she felt like they was, you know, breaking into the house, so she called the police. And then I was just like, bitch, you know what I'm saying? So then they find out it was an unlicensed Airbnb, and then the owner of the house was even on some fuck nigga shit. Talk about, well, I mean, they at least should have spoke. Why the fuck niggas got to be nice and speak?
Like, yeah, because crackers look at you all day long, size you up and everything, and walk the fuck off.
Or they do that little fake little smile. You know, like, why I got to be the first one to speak? Like, if you don't speak to me, I ain't going to speak to you. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I'm at work and my job is to greet or something like that, yeah, that's one thing, but out on the street, nah, I'm not going to say nothing to nobody. Like, I mean, unless you black, I make the eye contact, I do the little, what up, you know what I'm saying, the head nod, like, what up, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, but other than that, nah, we shouldn't have to speak to these people, like, no, ain't nobody subservient to nobody no more, hey, fuck that, forget that shit. Yeah, man, so, napping while black, barbecuing while black, being while black, walking down the street while black, like, that shit was weird. Because, I mean, I get it. Because we lived in this little white neighborhood one time. Some shit got missing and stolen. They came, knocked on my door, asked me, have I known anything about it? And I was in my head like, of all the motherfucking apartments around here, why would you come knock on my door and ask me that I know about a missing fucking trailer? I said, bitch, I drive a motherfucking Chevy Cavalier. What the fuck I know about a goddamn trailer? Like, I can't pull shit with that. Like, what are you talking about? Why are you come knocking on my door about somebody's a stolen trailer? And so, you know, I knew what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you, you know, you picked me out because, hey, I was black. It went to me as real niggas out there. I used to always say, man, I'm the realest nigga in this whole complex. Like, yeah. But yeah, moving along. Got a question for you. Let's see. Oh, another celebrity, and I said celebrity in air quotes, sex tape been released. And when I say release, I did air quotes. How would you feel if this happened to you? This was a what's her name? Tierra Marie.
Oh,
she's a singer, and I use air quotes when I said that.
Yeah.
And but you must know her from being a alcoholic chick on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. She had the crazy relationship with Ray J and all that. But she
fight all the bitches.
Yeah, I like to fight all the time. Had the yeasty. You know what I'm saying? The yeasty crin and all that. Oh yeah, that's what Ray J alleged. She had cottage cheese coming out of her legs and all that stuff.
Oh my. Mm. That's when you know your pussy's washed up.
Oh, you need to just wash up, goddamn.
That too.
But yeah. And so she had a little snippet.
Did she have cottage cheese in this video?
No, it was just her giving her boyfriend some dome.
She was giving her that toppy.
And, you know, and then nigga nutted on her face, and, you know, it was
everywhere. I ain't see all that.
Yeah, it was like. And then the person posted it on her Instagram. And so that's what made a lot of people see it, allegedly. Of course, all this is alleged, okay? So this stuff gets, you know, of course, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood is about to come back. You know, that's their thing over there. Safari have his little leaks. Now it's Tierra Marie. You got to have something for your storyline. And this was her, you know, I don't think it's part of her storyline. I don't think it's all planned, you know. But in the event that somebody was to release some of your most intimate pictures / videos, how would you feel?
Since you say allegedly, it sounds like you don't believe that this person actually had this video leaked. But if you're saying, I mean, I would never want my stuff to be on the internet for the world to see.
Instead of getting in blood.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's like, how would you feel?
I would be pissed because clearly if me and this individual, you, had...
Which is not me.
Okay, well, whoever. Yeah, okay, yeah. Whatever.
They got to line that shit up.
I just feel like whatever the case may be, if me and this person have decided that this is an intimate moment that we're having, that it's not for the public. So I would feel betrayed if it ends up in the public's hands because... If it was shared between the two of us, who the hell was the cameraman?
Yeah.
So, there shouldn't be a third party in here unless we are trying to get this thing out to the people.
Mm.
So,
interesting.
If it's just the two of us, then...
Would you ever release some of yourself just for the fame? You think, like, you would want that type of publicity? You know, the new niggas, all publicity is good publicity.
Not really, because if I don't have an instant check...
You getting beat up on the videos, good publicity. You getting high on drugs, sex tape. It doesn't matter now. It's all good publicity to these new niggas.
Well, in my opinion, and apparently I'm an old nigga, because I don't feel like that's the way to climb to the top. One day I may do a gospel album, and I sure hope my pussy ain't on.
Well, this Froke ass gonna be out there. Hey, your gospel album.
It's still, the Lord changed me. That's what it is. The Lord changed me.
I mean,
you knew me as the ignorant, educated person on this show, and one day the Lord touched me, and I can sing some songs to save some people's life.
Okay.
So
Kirk Franklin did used to have a mean porn stash, he said.
He probably still does, but I mean, that's what he admits to.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Kirk
Franklin said,
"Yo, you never heard his rap song? He talk about that."
I just seen he was doing the Millie Wop, man. That's all I need to know for him, man. That was one of the greatest videos of all time. You seen that shit, ain't it? When Kirk Franklin's doing the Millie Wop to the
You doing the Millie Wop?
What? Nigga, that's one of the GOAT videos, bro. Goat.
So you asked me about how I don't feel about somebody releasing the sex tape. How about you? You feel like
I mean, I'd be horrified.
Why?
Because
you said you somebody in the bedroom, so you should
Bill
really
Goldberg
be
in the bedroom.
Whoever he is,
yeah,
but yeah,
exactly.
So Bill Goldberg is making moves, or he's sucking in the
okay,
bedroom.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you how Bill Goldberg. Okay, Goldberg is a wrestler, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Goldberg matches always probably about 4 minutes long.
Oh, okay. So that's what it
he
is.
He comes in.
He does his business.
Does his moves. And he's out of there.
Okay. Okay, so now it's a little more fitting. Okay.
Goldberg come in through the smoke. Ah, he throw you to the ropes. Hit you with the boom. Then he hit you with that move. He hit you with the spear. Then he hit you with the pop. Boom. He kept 1, 2, 3. Boom. Then out of there. So, you know.
Okay, 50 pumps.
Hey, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I think it takes, it's quality if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, man. You got to come in.
What you do, ain't no need to play around. It don't take all day to do nothing.
It don't take all day, man. Check your boy out. Check him out. Brandon. Right, look at him.
Get it, Kurt.
Hey. Plies out there getting it. Plies out there getting it, boy. Look at Plies.
They do favor now.
Yeah, man. So, you know. Yeah, man. So, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
We were talking about the sex tape.
Oh, yeah, the sex tape. That I'm finna release. I don't know. I mean,
it was fun publicity.
If it was fun publicity to get us to the top, hey.
Ain't gonna
let you know people
going in.
That's on the way he had to beat with it. Yeah, that's one.
No,
he talking about the girl getting busted.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
She did better than Black China.
Oh, of course.
She was way better than Black China. Like, man. Tierra Marie, I wouldn't be upset with your performance. If, you know what Black China did. Like, Black China, like, she came out there looking, like, horrible. Niggas was like, yo, that was the laziest, this, this, and that. You know, at least Tierra Marie, she, you know, she put down for the squad. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, she took it in the face like a, like what Lil' Kim said, handle it.
What's
your mind?
I used to be scared of the dick.
Yeah.
Now I throw
the shit. Handle it like a real bitch. Heather Hunter, Jenna Jackman.
Hey!
Into the bud. Yes, yes, what?
Get this shit.
Hey, that's one of my favorite songs. Hey, hey. Hey, that's, hey, ain't a lie. Lil' Kim was spitting on that song, boy.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorites.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes.
What is, I mean, like, what is the go-to thing? What's the thrill of busting in somebody's faces? That seems to be something y'all like.
I don't know. I've never done that.
So you say?
Yeah, I don't know.
Since you never done that to me, you want to say you never done it? Smile and laugh to the side to another nigga. Like, y'all have had a conversation.
I never know, man. I don't know.
So what is it? He said.
I like shooting the club up. I'm a shoot the club up person. I don't want
to
see it. I don't want to see it because that stuff get everywhere. I mean, even though it came out of my body, I don't want it on me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
so you want to shoot the club off?
I want to shoot the club.
Last wrestling move as you walk out the building.
Yeah, that's like when the referee
and
throw their arms in the air, like, poof, you shoot the club up. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. And so the skeeting in the face is what? What is
I don't
that
know. I mean, maybe if I was with a thot
or something.
I think
it's just for you to disrespect.
I mean,
somebody.
Some girls like that shit, though. Some girls like, be like, yo, bust in my face. I'd be like...
Oh, you'd be like, oh, okay.
I mean, if somebody asked me that, I'd be like, whoa. Like,
so
that's
somebody
like,
asked you that?
That's like, oh, man.
When did they ask you that? Cause
I don't know. I'm just saying, if someone...
I'm not understanding. Like, when would you have done this?
I've never done it. That's what I'm saying.
Interesting. We'll talk off camera.
I mean, look, we live in front of the camera.
Live in front of the camera, but you over here busting nuts in the last 17 years in somebody's face.
I never said that. See, you said that.
I'm asking a question, and all of your body language is showing me that you've done something that you don't want to talk about. Then you look at your homeboy, like, he know what the fuck this whole
book
is about.
I don't know.
It's all right. You won't bust one in my face. You don't have to worry about that, so keep busting them in your slut's face, and
wow.
they can have
wow.
All of them. They can have every last drop of them.
Wow. Jesus.
Yeah. So moving on to the next topic, they say, are you opposed to fixing your mate's plate? Yes, if he's over here busting nuts in other girls' faces.
No, this is a serious question I had because I noticed that, you know, some women don't like making their mate's plate. Do you have a problem making your mate's plate?
No, but if a nigga is going to be picky and be like, oh, I only wanted one scoop of mashed potatoes or whatever, if I'm going to fix the plate and you're going to eat what you want and you ain't going to give me none of that extra, then fine. I don't have a problem with fixing no plate.
Okay.
What's the problem?
Okay. Exactly. Like, but do you think, like, let's say, for instance, it's a gathering or whatever, and do you offer to fix your mate's plate? I mean, I'm asking in third
person. I can. But, okay. I mean, like, it's would so you, many times where you act like you want to eat last, or I don't know.
Well, I don't like standing in line. Right now, I don't like standing
blah,
in line.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's so, my whole thing. I don't like standing in line. I like to be able to go fix my plate and move. I don't like standing there and wait. And then it's because I feel like I'm rushed and I can't get what I want. I can't, you know what I'm saying? Just so I'd rather just wait till everybody got their shit, then I go through and scoot, do, 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 do.
Because everything with you is quick.
Bill Goldberg, I mean, you know.
Okay. I'm just making you consistent, okay?
Okay.
If nothing else.
So, Jones, there you go.
So, what I mean, like, you talking about fixing your mate's plate, so that means if I'm at your people's house, you going to fix my plate?
I mean, typically, the lady fixed the male's
plate. No, nigga, I'm asking the question. So, you say...
I would fix your plate if I had no problem with that.
Okay, then. I mean, I'm just
But I'm just saying, I know some people that don't, they like, why, I'm not fixing him no plate. Like, that's kind of, like, dirty. Like, you know, let's say, for instance, a friend of mine said they was at a venue and his wife refused to fix his plate. She was just like, nah, I ain't fixing his plate.
I mean, I don't feel like it's something that she owes him.
But I think that's like a sign of, like, that's just goodwill. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, you thinking too much about it.
No, it's just like, I guess men, that's a men thing. You know, I think it's a men thing. Like,
in fact, I fixed your plate on a number of occasions.
Yeah,
but, and you didn't seem so pressed about it. So why are you so hell-bent on somebody fixing
your plate? I think that's just, I don't know why we expect that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. The same way you expect the nut in people's face.
Nobody expects that, man. But, you know. This is going to be a quick show tonight, fellas.
I done gave you 17 years of my life, and this is what we've been resulting to.
Exactly. I don't know where it came from, but, you know.
The best years of my life. Lord have mercy. What in the world? This is what happens when you meet people in the Circle K.
Don't blame Circle K.
That's what happened.
Well.
Maybe if I met you, okay, at the grocery store,
let's say,
he wouldn't want a nut in the people's face.
Question. If another woman fixed your man's plate, would you feel
hell to the yes? Ain't no, if it ain't your mama or your sister, fuck that. She won't fix you no plate, nigga. Okay. You won't eat today.
Okay, out of respect.
I ain't know. I'm not about that.
Respect, I'm gonna be looking like,
Oh, no. Oh, that's play for somebody else over there. No, I'm a vegetarian. I don't.
Leroy.
Come get this plate, bro. Hey, who played this in? Oh, pass the plate down. There you go.
All that shit on
top. Oh, man. That's amazing. All right, man. We got one more topic. You know what I'm saying? Question. This was one of our questions that was submitted. Would you cheat on your lover for $2.5 million just one time?
Yes. Yes. Where do I sign? What do I need to do?
You would cheat on me for
$2.5 million, do you know what we can have?
But would you cheat on me though?
Yes, nigga, yes. It went out of doubt today, right now, after the show. I mean, for real. What are we doing?
Are you serious? My heart just fell to the floor.
Okay.
So, would you think you would expect me to do the same?
Yes.
And if I told you, like, no, I'm not doing it, what would you say?
I would say you were stupid, but, I mean, get this check. This for us.
But I say I love you more than the check.
Nigga, you just said you nutted in somebody's face.
I never said that. I never said that.
And we've been together.
I never said
so
that.
So you done cheated on me. So
I never said
therefore,
that.
Therefore, it don't matter. Get these $2.5 million. You nutted in somebody's face for free. You didn't get a check for that one. So get us this $2.5 million so we can live a nice life.
Man.
There's some shit in the world. You can't buy. If you really love somebody, hey, it ain't no money for that. But the rest of the shit that we got to live through 365 days of the year, oh, hell yeah. Buy it. I need it.
I can't believe it.
You can believe it because you would do it too.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
No,
I'm going to tell you now. If you've got a nigga out there that's going to pay you $2.5 million to fuck her. Get me this money.
Jesus Christ. Jones, would you cheat on your girl one time? Would you let your girl cheat on you for $2.5 million?
My girl cheat
on yeah, yes.
For $2.5 million.
Yeah, but
do I get to choose?
No,
it shouldn't matter.
It's cheating. Like,
yeah, it do matter.
No, it don't.
If I promise you that shit'll go back to normal, the nigga could be bigger than you, whatever the case may be. It just let us chill out for a week or two. Let stuff calm down.
Wow.
Come back.
They gotta make me choose
to do.
Nah,
no.
Nah, brother. $2.5
million. Somebody
can do it.
And it's limit? Your pride. It's your pride.
So what? What's the limit?
It ain't
what's
got to limit? Do with the money.
Nigga might be like, yo, I'm
ain't gonna flash 2.5.
I don't give a fuck, man. Nah, man.
$2.5 million
is
enough money.
No, it's not, man. No. I wouldn't do it. I don't care what the money was, bro. I just couldn't do it, bro. I'm sorry.
Why?
I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Okay. Moving on.
No moving on because, like I said,
why aren't we moving on?
What's the limit? What if nigga be like, yo, I want to piss on her, I want to shit on her, I want to ghetto gag her.
Come on.
Nigga, I paid $2.5 million.
You said have sex one time.
Sex? What?
I said sex.
Sex.
Regular sex.
No. I know. That ain't what I said. Sex.
Ain't no
sex. Oral sex.
Well, I got to get the...
Some people that shit regular.
See what I'm saying? Like, so what if the nigga...
Well, I got to get the specifics.
No, hey, okay. Specifics is, ain't no limits. It's no limit, nigga. It's whatever I want. I'm paying $2.5 million. That's what the man's saying.
That ain't where you started at. But you started this thing.
It said have sex.
You just said have sex. In my mind,
you just
want the
thing on your back? No, that nigga...
Oh, I can do some things now. You know.
What I'm saying is, this nigga said... Hey, you never, like, so what's the limit? So you get in there, the nigga be like, yo, he gonna stick a fucking goddamn bowling pin up your ass. Then what you gonna do? Huh? Nigga. That you
see now you wanna go to
no,
that
I'm just saying. That's what
you
gotta
make it to the point where it's something that
you
I don't
gotta
wanna
take,
do.
You gotta
I'm
take
saying
that
regular and... shit.
Nah.
If, in my mind, regular shit is the normal.
Nah.
Now you talking about
normal.
Somebody pissing and shit
if
and sticking odd
million,
objects up somebody's
ain't
butt.
No normal for me. If
okay, well, that's
2.5
fine.
Million.
But if you tell me that up front, then I'm not going to agree to do that.
He said, it don't matter. You just said...
But so, you said it differently. You didn't go into
cheat.
Reading all into that.
But you don't know... I just said cheat on your mate for 2.5 million. One time. Just one. But this one time, this nigga is some wild ass shit.
Okay, then that's fine. But like I said,
that's
going
to
get you a different response than regular shit. Is all I'm saying. So no, I'm not doing it if you're talking about somebody ramming some objects
up my
orifices, and that makes no sense to me.
It might be a dude just wants you coming in and pee on him all night.
Okay, well, I would piss on him for $2.5 million.
So you would piss on somebody?
Nigga.
$2.5 million?
Come on! I'd piss on myself!
I'll piss on anybody for
$2.5 million. I'm just being real. What the hell? You over here, old Mr. Conservative and shit. Nigga.
I'll piss on anybody for
$2.5 million. What are you talking about? That ain't nothing to think about.
Man. R. Kelly did it for the free.
So thank you.
Fuck out of here.
P, you can wash that off. Go get in the shower and rinse that off, shucks.
Wow.
I mean, you trying to act like you so Mr. the right thing, doing
not,
the right
what
thing.
What you mean? I'm just saying.
It's hoes on Pornhub get paid like $500 get pissed off.
But I'm just talking about. I just couldn't do it.
$2.5 million.
Well, I'm glad you feel strongly about it. But I say if it's normal shit, call me $2.5 million.
Wow.
None of that other shit.
Okay.
You talking about wild stuff, people sticking their foot in
that head. Might be on YouTube. That part right there might be the YouTube clip of the week, people, so check for that. Another thing, we did get to see Short T. Wanted us to watch Acrimony. We watched Acrimony, and what were your thoughts about Acrimony, Queen Jer?
I just felt like, you know, dude took her on a little roller coaster ride. She did everything she could. She couldn't help the fact that she went kind of crazy, a little postal on her part. But at the same time, you know, it was understandable because she had given him everything she had. The poor lady had, I mean, she kind of made herself go crazy because once he made it big, she felt like that was her life. That was what she deserved. And to a certain extent, she did deserve it.
No,
but
she didn't.
I'm talking.
Okay.
But I can understand him not wanting to be with her because in that critical moment, because men constantly have these ego problems, but in that critical time, she was not there for him. And then some random broad that you almost lost your life because of, that you cheated with her when y'all were dating, was there conveniently. And you really think that she didn't just want you for your money? She was fucking you in a trailer and you drove in a car that a girl bought you when y'all were teenagers. And you think that she wanted anything other than your money as adults. Don't know how it's any different, but he was in love with that chick, I guess. And he didn't want nothing to do with the ex-wife because he hadn't got a divorce. But it was like, you kind of...
Why did they get a divorce?
Because the lady was tired of his shit. if you done got 20 some odd years of my life that I can never live again. Never live again. And if I'm tired, I have the right to tap out. The lady was tired of the bullshit. What?
And she
thought the fact that she thought that he was cheating on her with the same woman, she damn near killed herself more so than anything because she couldn't have children or anything like that. And he wanted to have kids. She rammed her car into this man, please, and messed up her ovaries, had to have a hysterectomy, and she wasn't even 21. And then you get married to this loser who...
Loser?
Well, he was a loser every day of the week until he finally got this check for his little energy box or whatever it was.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. That day when they offered him the $800,000 and he didn't take it.
He was stupid.
That was the day she walked away from. Yeah, that was the day she was just like, yeah, it's over. Get you.
And that was the same day her sisters brought her that wallet from the lady. Mm-hmm. But the thing is now, I always say, find out for yourself. Don't let nobody else. I don't live long enough to know. People will tell you things and they may mean well. They may not. But you want to know the truth for yourself. Everything looked like he did something he didn't have no business. Because yes, it did. Because if you come home and a bitch wallet is in your seat, oh, we gonna have some serious conversation, and I need to know how the hell she gets in your car. You ain't got no business with no woman in your car, period. If you telling me I shouldn't even think about $2.5 million, you shouldn't think about a woman riding front seat in your vehicle. No day. I don't give a damn if it's thunder and lightning outside, she better talk to you through that window. Better text me or something, because you sure won't sit up in my car and mess around and drop no wallet out of here. So when I see the wallet of the same woman, because you got history there. If it was a random broad, you could have got away with that. But if it's somebody that I done caught you with before, so to me, y'all ain't never stopped fucking 20, 30 years ago in my mind, because that's connected dots real quick for me. So if you still playing with her from high school and I find out 20, 30 years later, oh, you got to get the fuck on.
I think if they was in college.
No, they wasn't. I mean, they might have. They might have.
Remember, she had to drop out of school.
She had to help him out and all that carrying on with his tuition. So if I did all of that for you, the money that girl mama left her, $1 million or something.
$350,000.
Well, whatever. She invested everything she had in him and did not get no return until she got that little check for $10 million. In which, me personally, I would have been good. You done bought my mama house back. You done gave me $10 million. I wouldn't give a zero. I would give zero about you going off and being with somebody because I would have been good with the $10 million.
Yeah.
But due to the fact that she probably had to give both of her sisters some money because they all seemed to be very close and that wasn't going to last them too long. I don't know.
I can't owe y'all no more than $500,000 a piece.
Yeah, but I still would have been good. I would have gave them what I needed to give them, and it would have been whatever. It was just two. So I feel like I could have dealt with y'all, and we could have been done with this. But in her mind, though, she was obsessed with the fact that this was the life that he promised her. And to me, with $10 million, you could have bought all that shit that he had.
Yeah.
But nonetheless,
then she took him to court. Tried to sue him for $150 million. She wanted half.
Yeah, she wanted half, which I feel like she kind of deserved it.
No, she did.
Yes, it is, because that's like you invest in something.
She deserved, like the judge
gave
said.
That lady all his life. The judge only going to do by what is written in the law, and the law is for men. The law is for white people. So I don't give a damn. Yes, it is. They don't give a damn about nothing. When you talking about some money, nigga.
The law is for men?
Okay. Did you just say what? So what you want to say? Oh, because of these child support things? That what you want to talk about?
Alimony, child support.
Nigga, please.
That's why we talk about when a woman has to pay. That's why we like, yo, we celebrate that shit.
Yeah, and like I said,
it's a rarity that it happens.
And women ain't going to have to pay long. Y'all call me. We'll work it out before y'all have to worry about cutting checks for people.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But as far as that, no, she deserved nothing.
Yeah, she did.
He gave you her. She deserved the money back that she invested in me. That's all she deserved.
No, she didn't. Because you promised her that
I gave
all these...
you $10 million. That should have been, like you said, you would have took it and walked away.
Oh, yeah, I would have took it and walked away because it wasn't
that. She wanted $150 million. Like, what?
But I could understand her wanting.
Why you want $150?
Because she deserved it. That girl, she did just as much as he did. Because if it wasn't for her, if he was with a regular broad, that lady would not have had any finances to invest in him. This woman did everything. You telling me if I gave up my family house, the house that me and my siblings was raised in for your dream, nigga? And I put everything on the line. That showed you that I loved your punk ass. So then you talk about this other broad. She ain't did shit for you. She just happened to be there in the moment to get your idea to the people.
that was the connect you needed.
So she could have got the check. She could have got the check.
She just getting the lifestyle. That's all she.
No, she could have got the check because she gonna get more than the lifestyle.
Man, she probably got a finder's fee in there, so she probably, you know, was doing good. But still,
she could have got the check. If you talking about love, that wasn't, you didn't have love for her. Why? You had gratitude for her. You didn't love her. And then to be honest, you may have loved her, and that's why you went with the wife, because you was using her the whole damn time. You saw that she had the money and the means for you to get what you wanted, and therefore, that's why you went ahead and went with her. Okay, old girl ain't got nothing for me. This helper hit on went and bought you a car, moved you in her mama house, gave up her mama house so that she took out a second mortgage so that you can do your dream on this little electric battery or whatever. So you telling me that wasn't love? She had to love you and believe in you for her to do all of the stuff that she did. And
he
showed her that
when he gave her the 10 mil. But she was ungrateful. Just like...
I ain't going to say she was ungrateful.
Ungrateful? Well, how could she not? If somebody give you 10, you working two jobs for 20 years.
And she was working two jobs and the nigga wasn't working one.
But and I gave you 10 million.
No, nigga. You got to give me half. You owe me half. Fuck that.
You left me.
I didn't hold you down. You put me out. I wouldn't have been able to do nothing. You wouldn't have been able to do nothing. That man would have probably done lost his mind, was on drugs and everything else.
He didn't lose his mind when she left him. He got daggum.
He rebounded and he went with that other lady because she was there with open arms because she wanted his money. Yeah. But
then Taraji, she takes it to the extreme and try to kill the man. And,
she didn't try, did she?
I don't think he died because he got some help. He might have lived. They didn't show. They didn't show what happened. But
she died.
She died, thankfully. Yes.
How you want her to die?
Because she deserved it. She was bitter, and she just was not. That character deserved to.
That's the fate that it got.
Yeah, it got the fate that it deserved.
Well, I say moral of the story is don't just believe what people tell you. Find out the truth, and try to stick it in with your people.
Yeah, don't try. Don't, yeah, look, get a person the benefit of the doubt. If you ain't got no reason to think like she. Like, she was going off something.
She wasn't going off of nothing because she said that the man wasn't fucking her no more. And he loved to have sex. And therefore, she felt like he was doing something anyway. And then when they found that wallet, that just fueled her fire. And you already know the girl was already unstable from day one.
Yeah.
So then when that happened, you dealing with somebody who's slightly mentally ill. Then, hey, yeah, May she is kicked
mental,
it in the
mental,
illness awareness.
Yeah, mental something. Health awareness month. So, okay. Yeah, shout out to us doing bless this. You. But yeah, because then another thing, keep your family out your business. Like, your sisters should know everything going on about your life, because I would hate for my siblings to be in my relationship like them siblings was and hers. Like, no, that was disgusting. They was like that from a young age, all in her business, and that shit wasn't cool.
I mean, and when they were younger, I could understand because they were trying to protect her because they kind of know what kind of person she is. But definitely as adults, yeah, it's no purpose in doing that.
Yeah, like you only know what I tell you.
But that's the number one mistake that people make, yep, is the fact that you have friends or family. Who all up in your business? Yep. Then when you and your person have an argument or have a little something, they gonna always take yours.
Regardless, like you
always.
Know.
And then when you all back together, they still mad with the nigga.
Yeah.
So ain't no reason to tell them until it's over for real. Like yep, the boys' papers are signed. Yeah. Oh, we done moved out. Oh yeah, me and him ain't work out.
Girl, he used to beat my ass. Why'd you say nothing?
Yeah, I was just trying to make it do what it do, but man, couldn't take no more.
Man, she was cheating on me like a motherfucker. Man, why ain't you say nothing, nigga? You know, it's just how it is, bro.
So if you ain't ready to throw in the towel, don't tell nobody.
Yeah, don't.
And don't even say if you ain't ready. If you haven't thrown in the towel, don't say nothing. Because people are going to be people.
Yep.
And they looking out for the person that they closest to. So it just causes too much drama when you have everybody in your business.
Not good at all. Oh, last thing, I'm just listening. Spotify, they snatching niggas' music off, and the latest nigga they going after, well, they already took R. Kelly and XXXTentacion music off.
Why is this?
Because they have assaulted women, and so like the women groups are going, you know, they protesting these streaming companies to get their music off.
And, like I said, everybody got a voice but black people.
Next ones up is Chris Brown, Nelly. They want him taken off. Nelly, I ain't think he did nothing, but I guess it was the tip drill video. I mean, you know, like, that's why everybody talk about Tupac. Like, Tupac would have been the fuck up out of here from Not Get Around video. They would have had Tupac. Tupac went to jail for rape. He wouldn't have been applauded in today's climate. Yeah.
Who did he rape?
That girl. That's what he went to jail for them 2 years.
I ain't know Tupac ever. I mean, I listened to a whole lot of Tupac music. I ain't never heard nothing.
Tay K, you know, that's the little song Juan be listening to every morning. But the race. Tay K, please, something. I ain't something. I beat the case. Something, you know.
That's a rape charge.
He got it. He's in jail for a rape charge.
Oh my God. I'm like, I don't understand. I mean, and I don't want to know. But I just feel like I don't understand this whole raping thing. Like, people don't need to do that. Like, that's dumb. Hell. It's people who give it away pussy.
Yeah, but it's a gray area, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's the power struggle. It's the whatever that people say that it is. But I just feel like...
We're not going to blame the victim because that's what we get accused of on this show, blame the victim.
I just say that's what the people say, that it's a power struggle or whatever. That's why the people
get... Not even a power struggle. I mean, sometimes it's like, you know, y'all were drunk. Had sex, she wakes up in the morning like, whoa, I didn't want to do that. And then, you know.
Well, in that situation, it's not rape.
I mean, it's not. If you was under the influence, you ain't have consent. It is rape. You can't be under the influence and give consent. That is the root. That's just what.
So that means if you under the influence, you take your ass home.
Exactly. So that's why, but we're not blaming the victim here because that's what we get accused of.
Well,
but,
my apologies.
Jones, let me ask you a question. You out with a chick, she drunk. Y'all go back. Smash City. You wake up in the morning, she like, yo, like, what the fuck? Nigga, I was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But y'all, you know, she was with it before, you know what I'm saying? But
so you say.
Now she's sober and she like, yo, like, we went too far, or you know what I'm saying? Or like, when does, you know, we ain't gonna get into that, man. Don't answer that. Don't answer that. So yeah, we're gonna move on because that's a touchy subject these days.
No pun intended.
Good one. that looks like everything on the list. I keep it 100 this week, man.
100.
I noticed something this week on Instagram, man. We learned a lot about the Woman Crush Wednesday chicks, man. We learned that they had kids. Like, some of these women, we didn't even know they had kids, bro. They just post pictures all year themselves. You never seen nothing. But Mother's Day pop up, you see a picture with a kid, and that nigga like 9, 10 years old. You just like, damn, I ain't know you had kids. And they,
some wasn't of them any of the women who you bust nuts in their face in the last 17 years?
I haven't bust in a nut in nobody's face ever.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm just wondering. You were distraught about the fact that these women...
No, I'm just saying...
That you had.
I didn't want distraught about it. I'm just saying we learned a lot about them. Like, if you see somebody post pictures all the time and you find out, oh, you got a kid? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just weird. You find out some of them had white mamas. Some of them, you know, obvious they show pictures of them when they were younger. Oh, so you didn't got surgery done. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But we did learn a lot about our Woman Crush Wednesdays on this past Mother's Day. You know, so that was just my keep 100 this week.
What?
Got any winners, losers this week?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I got winners.
Okay.
So,
who's your winner?
Winner.
My winner would be, I'm not going to say anybody at my job since you said I was snitching last week with my winner. So,
who's your winner?
I'm going to say it could be you if you wasn't busting nuts in people's face for the last 17 years.
Wow. For the last 17 years. It went from once in Latin to for the last 17 years. Okay, keep going. Winner, who's your winner?
So, I mean, I don't have anybody besides you, I guess, for right now.
I'm her winner. That's so sweet.
You are a winner if you got me.
Oh, you're right about
that. Although I'm not letting you bust nuts in my face. But okay. Yeah. I'm not going to let that go. You do realize that.
I get it. And I'm not going. I have two winners this week. My first winner is a young man by the name of Little D. Little D is a 18-year-old porn star.
What?
Yes.
Is he black?
Yes. Little D is still in high school.
And he's slinging it.
And he's he's from North Carolina. The 18-year-old high school senior traveled from his home in North Carolina to South Florida in early March, trying out for Bang Brothers and sex scenes with Jules Gotti and Aldra Fox. I rocked it, he said. He said he got a contract for 6 months. and they had the option to resign him. He's still in school right now. The way we're working on it is every other week I'm flying out to Cali, Vegas, or Miami so I can shoot Saturday and Sunday. He graduates June 8th, and then once I graduate, I can be shooting every week. The interesting thing about Lil D is he looks like a little kid. And
so that's what the people want on they porn.
I mean, I guess it's you know, they say he's the next big thing. He could be the LeBron James of this shit, they said. You know what I'm saying? So Lil D's my winner because it's gotta be amazing to be 18 and a porn star. Like the little girls at the school, like he probably like
busting nuts in everybody's face.
He probably ain't fucking with them because he be like, yo, like, y'all can't do nothing. Like, the chicks I see on the weekend, like, nah, bro. Like, he the only nigga in school, like, I know I'm getting some pussy this week. Like, he look around, like, oh, y'all gonna be some dry dick ass niggas this week. Not me. Like, yeah. Nigga about to get on a plane, go to Miami, right, this weekend. Fuck, boy. What you doing this weekend? Oh, y'all playing Fortnite this weekend? Oh, okay, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Oh, you and your homeboys doing a circle jerk this weekend? Oh, y'all just going to the mall to hang out, look for chicks. Holly get some numbers. Word. Oh, okay. I'm be busting nuts in bitches' faces all weekend. He's painting the town white.
But I want to know about his parents.
Hey, I mean, which? Okay, question.
He 18.
It don't matter, but he belongs to somebody. If he's still in school, he coming home to his mama. He ain't making that much money swinging dangling.
Hey, I mean, I guess he's doing all right, man.
He might be doing all right, but I promise you, that ain't nothing that you should want your child to do at no 18. Live your life before you get to doing all of that. And then he over here with the white couple. So now you finna fuck a white woman?
Oh yeah, he's on Bang Brothers.
Yeah, that's just nasty.
Yeah, he gonna be doing a lot of that. They gonna use him up, man. And that's the sad part about it, man.
And people think it's cute, but it's men out here who got problems from that type of stuff.
The system is gonna chew this man up and spit him out. He's only 18. He about to go in the man. This man gonna look like, bro.
I mean, for number one, how did he get it in his mind that whatever he was blessed with was something for the world to know about? Because you're 18.
Man, I guess he. Then they say he can come on command, like.
That you don't read that much about
that, that's what Beezy told me that about him because you know.
Wow.
Beezy said
on command. Yeah.
I guess that's the
God
young
damn, my nigga, how you know that?
That's one of his stats on the man. Must be on his card. Yeah, like on the, things on the, I can do. On the card. Expertise.
I guess you're right. Guess it is LeBron James.
Yeah.
Instead of stepping on 99
on his CV, it states his areas of expertise.
Oh, man. But, yeah, man. So, Lil D, my other winner is
winner.
The city of Detroit. I know Detroit got a bad rap here on the Frocast. You know, there's never anything good said about the city of Detroit. But the city of Detroit, my winner, because the dudes up there have came up with a way to combat the gun violence. They sit around and paintball each other all day. I guess it's better than bullets. But who's going to clean up all this paint? I mean, you know, like, you busting, like, I can see if y'all had zones y'all went to play this, but y'all just going around random neighborhoods shooting up. If I live next door to one of these paintballing-ass niggas, and my kid's outside, and they fucking get hit with a paintball, like, that shit ain't cool. Like, y'all know y'all busting at each other, but just like them stray bullets hit niggas, these stray paintball things going to hit niggas. And so, I mean, I guess it's better than, you know, dead people, but it's still a nuisance.
And it hurts.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, like, let's just, I mean, Detroit, come on, man. You could do better, man. You could do better. And you got any losers?
I got a winner.
You got a winner, Rod Jones. Who's your winner, man?
Winner.
Shout out to Mama Dukes, man, for getting a promotion at the job.
Hey, shout out to Mama Jones. Go got that promotion. Yay. You know, like, look, hey.
Still did that puss-ass shit.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey, look, bro. Hey, listen, man. Rock Jones has the most epic work stories, man. One day we're going to let Rock Jones tell some of his work stories on the show, bro.
Puss-ass cracker, man, got it fucked up in the game.
Hey, bro, you always had interesting shit happening to you on your jobs, bro. That shit be amazing, bro.
Yeah, man. We be going out.
Always.
Man, like, all my jobs, bro.
Always.
So my bro, especially when I worked at Super Lou with all the white boys. Man, look, man, they can't stand me at one time, bro. I'm like, boy, listen. Can't tell me nothing about none of that shit.
I got you. You got
a
loser?
Loser? You taking L's.
Loser.
Shout out to
LeBron
James.
Whoa.
Oh, loser?
Whoa.
He got to be a whole loser?
Whoa. Edit that shit out right there. Edit that shit out.
Shout out to Brian.
Yo, cut that. Cut that. Yo, dip, hey, yo, dip off my pot. Oh. Dip off my pot.
O2 out here, man. Turn the O to the 0-3. Oh, yeah.
You got a loser?
Nah, I ain't got no losers this week. School done started, so.
Back to school.
Loser.
My loser is Tidal for allegedly manipulating streaming data for Beyonce and Kanye's album. Somebody did like a little expose on Tidal. We don't know if it's official or not, but according to the numbers, they saying like everybody that got a Tidal account listened to Beyonce's and Kanye's album at least 8 times a day.
So they just fudging the numbers.
Super fudging the numbers. So, you know, they're my losers for that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going nowhere. Nigga think he going somewhere. He got his keys. But, yeah, we about to get out of here, man. So, you got shout-outs, Queen Jern?
Shout-out to my 8th graders. Anybody graduating. So, the class of 2018, because most kids are still in school. So, my 8th grader is moving on to high school. Got a couple of other kids in the fam. Is moving on to high school, so shout out to them.
Yeah, man. As far as my shout outs, man, shout out to the staff, man. Shout out to Be Easy, man, for keep holding it down, man. Editing this shit, posting this shit, doing all this shit, putting them dope drops on this shit, man. Shout out to GQ Blue, so all right, man. GQ Blue, man, moving on big things. GQ Blue just got a fucking interview for a job in Los Angeles, so shout out to GQ Blue, man. About to move out to Cali, he's moving up in the world. Shout out to Saul Wright, man, doing his thing, still buying shoes, you know what I'm saying, being a hotep-ass nigga, you know how Saul Wright is. Shout out to Short T. Hey, Queen Jern, right on time. Short T doing his thing, man. And anybody else that contributes to the Nappy Afro postings and all that good stuff. Also, man, shout out to our loyal, man, the family that always listens to the show, man. Ruler myself, Pepe J from B More. Dr. Brayson, everybody at the Dr. Brayson Network, man. Mr. Cam, you got that disrespectful motherfucker, MJ. Dr. Brayson, of course. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, MJ Money 9S, Stax, Static, Sev, Dr. Claw, Kyra, Baby Yoda, and anybody else over at that site to fuck with your boy, fuck with the movement. Shout out to Gerard and fucking Boston, man. Look, nigga, I know y'all up 2-0, nigga. Shit ain't over, nigga. Shit is not fucking over. LeBron and them still gonna win this motherfucking series, man. Shout out my nigga Drew in DC, man. Shout out to light skinned Kanye. And anybody else that fuck with the stuff, man, the long way, short way, no way at all, man. Once again, man, this your boy King Jern. This is the Frocast, episode 304. On behalf of Queen Jern, I like to say peace. We'd fuck up out of here, man.
Peace.
And don't forget, like my nigga Saul Wright say, buy a shirt, bitch. Yeah.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com